B-Pod Studios.
Story in the middle of the day.
I want to bring the ignorance back to life.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.03 on a Tuesday morning, Zolak and Bertrand. Hello. Hardy, Adam Jones, Zolak will be here shortly. As we begin today, Adam, the mild development, according to Mike Giardi, something that we could only speculate on yesterday, but Giardi is reporting what? Do you have it right there in front of you, Mr. Jones?
Oh, yes. Okay. Mike Giardi this morning. Per sources, there is a level of frustration internally with the Cam Newton situation. One important member of the organization believes that this has opened a window of opportunity for Mac Jones. The team practices today and then with the Giants tomorrow before Newton can return.
All right. So a lot to unpack there piece by piece. And the Mac Jones part of it we can get to later on based on apparently, allegedly, reportedly, what he looked like at practice yesterday. But the first part is what we're going to focus on first, and that is the Patriots reportedly, according to sources, are, again, the exact wording is?
Frustrated.
Frustrated with Cam Newton.
There is a level of frustration internally.
Okay. So, a couple of things here. We're going to hear from Bill Bill Belichick already spoke this morning. And we're gonna listen to that here in just a moment.
Super expansive, very informative, really willing to play ball with the media and go in depth.
I will say this: the questions are excellent. The questions are very good.
Questions were good.
The follow-ups are good. The answers pretty much not there. But in terms of the level of frustration, I can't help but revert back to this is not new. This is Cam Newton not being. Or having his availability in jeopardy due to whatever, a lack of a vaccine, traveling outside of New England. This isn't a new development. The travel part, maybe, but I would assume he has traveled at other times. You know, it's not like he hasn't left New England. So how frustrated are they, really? Well, is there at least one person in that organization who knows what's going on with Cam and has kind of made their peace with it? Like a lot of us have made their peace with Cam Newton being the starting quarterback of this team. It's like, just is what it is. He doesn't want to get the vax. I don't blame him.
I think the frustration isn't from, it might be from him not being vaccinated. I mean, maybe it's as simple as that. And I'm sure there's some frustration there. I think the level of frustration is, look, Cam, if you're not going to be vaccinated, then you got to know the rules. And you got to follow the rules, and you have to take your daily testing with a certain company if you're going to leave the city. Like, I think that's my guess is where the frustration is. And again, maybe some of that is rooted in him just simply not being vaxxed. But like, there's a difference with what Cam Newton did, having to be away from the facility now for 5 days, versus what's going on in Buffalo right now. There's news this morning out of Buffalo that the unvaccinated Bills, a couple wide receivers, Cole Beasley, I think a lot of fans know about, Gabriel Davis was a rookie last year, they both have to leave the facility because a training staff member tested positive. Now, I imagine the training staff member with the Bills has to be vaccinated, and, you know, he tested positive, and now, you know, these guys have to leave the facility. That's a little more understandable. Cam Newton just screwed up where he was supposed to get a test. That's really simple. So I understand being frustrated with that, but what are you driving at? You're driving at, well, maybe they're not all that upset with him in the first place, or this is actually a good situation for the team going forward because now Mac Jones has a foot in the door.
Okay.
You don't buy their frustration, in other words.
The first and third. I don't buy their level of frustration like, oh, come on, we told him. No, you knew he wasn't vaccinated. You knew he wasn't going to get vaccinated. How can you be frustrated now? And you must have been okay with this on some level, either outwardly by saying, you know what, Cam? And again, Jones, this has to do with, you know, how people think. it's not a political thing either, because people are against getting the vaccine from all walks of life, for all different reasons, from all different types of, you know, either political or apolitical or anything else. I think there's a certain amount of insulation, though, that you can point to with certain with a lot of people who are against it. And if you've got, you know, some very wealthy people, some very powerful people, they just don't feel like they're the rest of us sometimes. They might look at it as like, you know what? I understand. Mm. You know, you're a healthy guy. Plus, you already had it. You know, you don't need to get it.
You got the antibodies.
Right. You know, there's that part of it. But there's also the third part that you brought up, where they say that to him, and then they say to themselves, you know what, if Ian does end up getting it, this kind of solves the issue of when we replace him with Mac Jones. You know, we're kind of sitting around here, maybe, you know, bouncing around the idea of week 7. What if it has to be week 1 because Cam wasn't there for the most important week of practices leading up to the third preseason game? So I think you can play this a couple of different ways in your mind, to where in Foxborough, I have a difficulty understanding their level of frustration when you factor in this is not a new development. He has been at risk of being unavailable going all the way back to when he tested positive the first time during the season last year, and every day since a vaccine has been available to him that he has not taken it. So how can you be frustrated with something that you've known about and have been dealing with every single day? Now the level of frustration, it's like, no, you know what his deal was. And how you can't implore someone to do it or make them understand is beyond me. You know, there's supposed to be this great rapport between Cam Newton and Bill Belichick. And if it's really important to Bill that all the players get vaccinated, how can he not communicate and express that to Cam Newton? Say to him, look, if he's really his guy, say, Cam, I brought you in here and I brought you back, not because you were the MVP in 2015 and not because, you know, I have nothing else. It's because you're my guy.
Yeah. I like watching terrible football.
And I want you to be the quarterback of this team because you're the best man for the job. Now, in order for you to do that, I know it's a personal decision, but you have to get vaccinated so that you're here. And I want you here. And you do that, and we're going to ride this sumbitch all the way to the Super Bowl. You with me? I don't think he ever had that conversation. And if he did, and Cam just said, nope, I love you, Bill, but I'm not doing it, and he just said, okay, that doesn't jibe with me either. Somebody has kind of given him like the, okay, don't get vaxxed, it'll be fine. Either because they kind of agree with him, or they want him to sit out. I don't know which it is, but the level of frustration part doesn't sit well with me. Hi, Zoe.
How you guys doing?
Really good. Hey.
Sorry about that.
That's
a fun day in traffic out there.
Little traffic out there on a Tuesday.
Huh.
Yeah, everybody's heading to Foxborough for the big press conference, right? You hear what's going on up in Buffalo?
I just heard something, I thought. Yes.
You guys hear what's going on up in Buffalo with Cole Beasley?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah,
he tested negative for COVID. I'm sorry. I was just running in here. Right. Yeah, he tested negative for COVID, but we know his stance on the vaccine.
Thank you, Tebow.
What's up, Tyler? Oh, we'll get to your Red Sox. Don't you worry, pal. I had total faith that Jones would be here. There's a meat locker in the back that he hangs upside down and that he sleeps in.
No, I see.
And
I
they
did
come
this,
out and tap him before every show.
I did this thing where I check the traffic before I leave for home, and then okay.
Yeah, because I don't get up at 5 and sit there and stare at the thing, but yeah. Yeah, hey, it said 45 minutes, then you get in a car, then you get to the split, but we're not going to talk about traffic because nobody really cares about traffic.
Score one for Android, that's all I'm saying.
11 years, my first day late.
Where are you? And so
yeah, I mean, I'm usually on two wheels some days during snow, but this is the worst traffic I've ever been in.
Yeah. Say what you will about Zoe, and I've said this about him up and down for years. Mm-hmm. You know,
very prompt,
inept, ill-prepared, irresponsible.
Yeah, sure.
And just 100% not up to the job.
Right.
Most days.
Yep.
He's on time.
Nice.
He's on time. Yeah, exactly. And I
best
think
ability is available.
I was just going to say the same thing, Morgan.
Bang.
Best ability, availability.
Right? Yep.
And I think it goes back to your athlete days because...
Oh, it does. It's nightmares from Parcells.
It's actors and athletes, right? It's like, you don't have to be Robert De Niro. You don't have to be Tom Brady. You've got the job. We need people in this movie. We need people on this team. The one thing that you have to do is be here. Be here for practice. Be when the bus be here when the bus leaves. You gotta be on time.
I need a schedule. You tell me meetings at 9 and they're at 8:55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most days, unlike today.
Well, I was going to say most days. Yes.
Well, like Cole Beasley up there. So we all know his stance on the whole vaccine thing, right?
Sure.
So he tests negative up there.
What?
But there's a close contact with a trainer. So he was in getting his ankles taped. Now all of a sudden he's got to sit out for 5 days. You got a big problem down in Foxborough with your quarterback. You really do.
All right. So so just on the level of frustration part, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, or do you understand what I'm saying? Where it's like I don't quite buy the level of frustration.
You feel like they're trying to distance themselves from the blame of it, is what you're saying.
Oh no, I think they're taking one for him on this one.
So look, I understand the frustration.
I don't think they said, hey, okay, because when this agreement came, when the league came together with the NFLPA, and they came to this ruling, this is the way we're going to approach this. The thing that jumped out to me at that time was the unvaccinated players could not leave during the bye week, or you could not travel outside of your city where you play on off days. I was like, wow, that's going to be a killer for the guys that don't get the jab. He's not the fifth running back. He's not the fifth receiver. He's not the 52nd guy that's on the bubble that plays on three special teams units, a la like a Brandon Bolden that you could throw out there and throw the ball to every once in a while, or give it to him six times in a game if you need him. He's your quarterback. Well, that's at least what we're told. He's your quarterback. He's our starting quarterback right now. It's a massive opportunity for Mac Jones this week. This is the week. This is the big week. Not last week in Philly. Bill's respect for the Giants, and this being your last preparation week before the sort of throwaway third preseason game before you shut your doors and then get ready for Miami, this is your big two-day go time where you could situationally do things, because Joe Judge gets it, you get it, you respect the Giants, they respect you. It's a big work week, and he's missing it.
I'm telling you, if they about the frustration, okay, did you sit down with them and say, Cam, it's your choice, but I'm telling you right now, you need to get vaccinated so that you're here and you're ready to play, and if you don't, I don't know what you're going to. No, we didn't sit down. Okay.
Because it's a union, I don't think you can legally say that to him, but you can make it.
Of course you can.
You can make it well known that
in a roundabout way, you can
gonna
say
it's going to be miserable for you if you don't.
Did they sit him down and say, hey, don't get the vaccine, we're okay with that? No, I don't believe necessarily that happened either. But if you don't do the other one, if you don't sit him down in a roundabout way that's going to be compliant with the NFLPA and everything else and tell him it's imperative that you get this vaccine, if you don't do that, it's the same as telling him, it's okay if you don't get it.
Well, what did he bitch about last year? All he bitched about last year was the inability to come together with the teammates, to have the meetings, because we couldn't get together. Our chemistry wasn't there because everything's on Zoom, and just you couldn't gel as a team together. Well, now you're back to learning virtually and practicing virtually on your computer. And I don't know how that makes him a better quarterback week one against Miami.
All right, we got to step aside. We'll come back and we'll really get started with the three of us here, Zolak and Bertrand Harding.
All right.
The Beatle today, Adam Jones.
Nice.
In on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, I had a question relative to Cam. I know you guys put out a statement, but...
Yeah, and I don't have anything to add to it, Tom.
This is a general question, though. For unvaccinated players, they are going to have their availability more compromised throughout the season than vaccinated players. Is there a point in which that becomes a factor in any of your decision-making?
Yeah, the league rules are the league rules. We'll be complying with them, so whatever they are there.
But it's almost like an injury. Like, it's the guy could wake up one morning and he's not available to you, and it's a preventable situation in that, unlike an injury.
This is similar to what it was last year, so we dealt with it last year.
But there was no vaccine last year.
Yeah, I understand. I'm talking about the rules.
Right, but there's something that can be done now to circumvent that rule.
Yeah, look, every team's dealing with the same situation. So,
do you not feel like that can put you at a competitive disadvantage if your quarterback is unvaccinated?
Yeah, every team's got the same situation.
Phil, do you expect Cam to be back for joint practices on Thursday?
Yeah, assume that's the time frame.
Every team going through the same situation. We'll start with that one. Adam Jones, is that true? Is every team going through this situation?
I think the Bills are, but not at quarterback. Not at the most important position on the field. So, no, I'd say no to that.
Let me ask you something, Zoe. Is this the same as last year?
No.
No.
No, good job by Kern. There's no vaccine left.
Yeah, Bill, there's this thing called the vaccine. I don't know if you know about it, but there's actually three of them.
Do you think they like to control things down there?
The Patriots?
As much as they can.
Of course.
I think they're sure. Control, sure.
You can sort of get ahead of this one a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, crap. They do have vaccines. You're right. I guess we could. I guess it is somewhat, a little different.
I mean, you could somewhat avoid the five-day rule and really make it two instead of five.
I mean, it's stunning.
It's stunning.
I'm with you guys, though. Good job by it's Curran. It's Giardi. Yep. And you know what it is? I think I saw this, right, Morgan? Bill was in person today, right? This wasn't a Zoom call.
No, he was out on the field. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's part of why you got, like, the quick back and forth, and you got Bill pinned down a little bit on the questions.
Do you know why those guys were there and allowed to do that and ask Bill those questions?
They're vaccinated.
Well, because they get regularly tested, I think, every, what, 10 to 14 days, because they're considered a different tier. So you're allowed to be there in sort of that inner circle to ask those questions. There's other people that cover the team that aren't, but you got to stay in the back. Those guys know that you could somewhat control it, allow them to be in that room with Bill.
Good job by them, because Bill comes across, the whole organization the last couple of days has come across looking clownish, which is why they should be frustrated. Like, I don't know who Giardi's talking to, but whether that's the Crafts or whomever, they should be frustrated. Your organization looks clownish. Curran wrote about this for an organization that was leading on COVID, you know, shipping masks all over the world or from all over the world.
Opening your doors for 600,000 vaccines.
At Gillette. And now this is going on where your quarterback has to sit out and where your coach is up there playing dumb. The whole thing is clownish. So I'd be frustrated, too. And by the way, join the club, because for the last year, we've all been frustrated watching Cam Newton, too. So I'm happy you guys have finally caught up, because that's frustrating to watch.
See, that's
so
the welcome
to the club.
That's the mesmerizing part to me, is like Cam's biggest gripe was last year that I didn't get the fair shot because it wasn't a normal year. And now you're sort of taking yourself out of the normal operating procedures of the way things are done because you're different than everybody else sort of in that room. I don't know. I don't know who technically is or isn't vaccinated, but
he's not the only one.
If you watch the sideline, you could kind of tell who is who isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, little tells.
But again, you're not the fifth. You're not the fifth running back.
A wipe of the brow, a shrug of the shoulder, a mask on the face, tiny things like that will tell you, you know, who's done it and who hasn't. But for the Patriots to now say. Now there's a level of frustration with Cam.
It seems like you don't necessarily believe that. So do you think it's like damage control distancing themselves? Like, why do you think that report is out there then, that there's a level of frustration?
Because I do believe it exists with some people, but there are other people in the organization
who should know, told him
it's okay if you don't get vaxxed, or B, haven't made it a priority to sit him down and say, we're going to put everything on the table here. Guidelines, protocols, NFLPA aside, you want to be the quarterback for this team. I want you to be a quarterback for this team. You got to get vaccinated. There, I've said it, and I can't take it back. Do with that what you will. And if they haven't done that, it's the same as telling them, it's okay if you're not vaxxed. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying it's ownership. I'm not saying it's Bill. Someone there has not done their job communicating to Cam the importance of the vaccination.
I find it hard to believe.
So you think he has just said, screw it? Everyone,
obviously,
from Robert Kraft to Bill Belichick to Josh McDaniels, everyone has sat me down and told me, you need to get vaccinated if you want to be the quarterback of this team. And I just said, nope, I'm not doing it.
They are the lone NFL team of 32 that gave him football life twice in a matter of 1 year. He was sitting on a street last June.
Right.
He was sitting on a street in January and February.
Right.
Then they we're giving you another chance. We're giving you right. another chance.
Correct.
And here we are where, okay, now you have a massive week against the New York Giants in joint practices, and they hate distractions down there. They hate distractions. Trust me. I know that. This is a distraction.
I agree.
See, okay, so other people are talking, right, other than football? I mean, football is going to tighten it up because they only have three quarterbacks. So they're going to try and keep this quarterback room tight and together, and you're already, you know, 3-4 weeks into this thing, you know, starting this year. So, like, they want him to be a part of it, but they're trying to figure out how are we going to do that. And there's other people that, like, slap him on a ticket stub or, like, you want to market the guy. You go to camp.
Everything you're saying.
He's your most popular player.
Yes.
He gets the biggest cheer.
Yes.
Starting down at camp. And, like, you're stuck in the middle now because, like, is he available or is he not available?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if that all that is
hard
true.
Hard for me to believe, like, they didn't approach him and say, okay, what are we going to do here? I mean, look what's going on in the world and corporations and big business and that. Like, they're making you get it so that you can protect employees.
Okay.
So you can protect people around you, people you work with.
Okay. So that leads me to this. If what, and I accept everything you're saying.
Again, it's a like union. You know what happens when you tell unions.
They gave him second life. They gave him the only chance when everyone else didn't want him. And now they're planning everything around him. And if you think, and if you believe that they sat him down on multiple occasions from multiple people and expressed to him the importance of him getting vaccinated, and he just crossed his arms and said no, then you cut him right now.
I think that could be in play.
And Felger and Maz talked about it yesterday.
Like this week.
Like, should this cost him his job? If there's only one way it should. If the team has expressed to him in no uncertain terms the importance of getting vaccinated, and Cam said, no, I'm not doing it, now I'm willing to miss time and put the team and our success and our plans at risk because I just don't want to, then he loses his job. He's done. He's all done. You have to. I'm not saying me personally what I would do. I'm saying if Bill and Robert and everybody, if they have made that clear to him and he just said, no, I'm not doing it, then you cut him. You get rid of him. He's not your guy.
You can't do this every three or 4 weeks.
You thought he was your guy. Yeah. He is not your guy. He is not willing to be your guy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this virus is going anywhere. Like, it's hanging around. And there's going to be people that come in contact.
I think Fauci said yesterday, if everybody gets vaccinated, we can maybe get rid of this thing by spring. So it's not going anywhere anytime soon. There's your football season. It's not going anywhere.
Of course it isn't.
And, you know, when it comes to this, I do think there's a bit of a gray area, Hardy, in between the level of frustration with him not being vaxxed versus him not following the rules. And the rules are you have to get tested with a specific company daily if you leave. If you're going to leave, you have to follow the rules. So, Cam, you're not vaxxed. Can you at least follow the rules? That to me might be where the level of frustration comes from.
There's going to be a tease, though. He talks about all the time.
I guess it's a little ridiculous to say. If you're not going to be vaxxed, can you follow the rules? But, like, can you just get – if you have to get daily tested, can you do it with the company we all agreed to? So you could be on the field and not miss 5 days? Like, if you're not going to be vaccinated, at least do that. He can't even do that. So I'd be frustrated, too.
I'd find it hard to believe that knowing the rules, and like Bill keeps saying, like, hey, we know what the rules are. The rules are what the rules are. He is by them, like, more than any right now, considering everything they've gone through. The fact that you know who the guy is, that he has the availability to fly private. He did it last year. We've seen the pictures all over Instagrams and stuff of people on the tarmac taking pictures with him, that he would bolt on days off. But now it's under the ruling where you can't do that if you're unvaccinated. So I'm sure they are crystal clear as to, we're not allowing you to travel. You got a day off? No, we're not okaying you to go home. All he talks about is seeing his family through what? FaceTime. Like, he misses his family. He's going to go every chance he can get. If that door opens and he gets a chance to get away, this is what these guys do. They go. Especially when you don't have to sit there at the airport and get there 4 hours ahead of time, that you could schedule a private jet, get up and down. He went out on the West Coast to train just to run and throw during the off season. Then he goes to Atlanta. Then he goes to West Coast. Then he's back. Like, I don't even know if they know he went. Who knows that?
Yeah, during the off season, I don't know if they need to know. All right, we'll step aside Jones on headlines today, and then we'll continue. I got a couple of calls on this, and we'll also find out what's going on with Mac Jones, how he feels about the quarterback job. what he looked like at practice yesterday, all that next here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub. Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In here with a couple of children today, wearing their flip-flops. Would you be a grown-ass man and put a shoe on your foot?
Don't let me in with him. He's got his feet out. The flops aren't even on your feet over there.
So you have a problem with bare feet?
Well, it depends.
Wait, the feet are technically bare.
Feet are technically bare right now.
They're in something. They're in flip-flops. What are you wearing over there? Shoes with socks?
A shoe, yes.
That's disgusting. This time of year, that's gross. Those things must be, you know, what do you wring your socks out when you get home?
No.
That's gross.
Oh
let your feet breathe a little
and
bit.
And now you're being obtuse. Now you know.
Not as much as hammer toes over here, but yeah.
He is so happy today because I ruined last night at football practice. We were in a 3-hour torrential downpour, which we practiced there. I was soaked.
Yep.
And those black shoes, those black Adidas I always wear said smell like Doritos. They were waterlogged, like squishy, like water was coming out of the sides of them.
That day when you had the four-tier smell going on, it was foot,
yeah,
it was farts,
because shoes are gross.
It was breath, and it was BO. He had the quad squad going on there.
The best.
It was unbelievable.
The best are like the late games when I have like onions in the afternoon.
He had a raw onion the night before.
I heard don't eat those. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I like the crunch of the raw onion.
You know, wearing the sock is better for not only foot odor but perspiration because
absolutely.
It wicks the moisture off your foot.
I don't know that.
Yes, well, you do know that, and now you're just being
I don't know that.
Typical Jones.
What?
Typical
socks
contrarian.
Wick your sweat?
Yes, which is why when it's like, oh, take your shirt off when you're working outside. No, you leave the shirt on. It wicks the moisture off your body. That's why athletes don't play shirts and skins. Everybody wants a shirt on. It actually helps cool you off. The socks cool off your foot, and your shoes don't end up smelling like his do because he doesn't wear socks.
I think wearing socks, all those layers on your feet just make your feet even grosser. It keeps all the stink and everything inside there. Makes it even grosser.
You're a smart guy.
On a dead skin.
I know I am, yes.
But I'm just smart enough to know when you are purposely being obtuse.
I'm not purposely being obtuse.
Yes, you are.
No. No, I'm not.
We need a podiatrist. We need a foot doctor. We need Dr. Scholl.
We need
Dr. Scholl to call in and say, no, you have to wear socks.
I'd like to talk to one.
Especially in the summertime if you don't want your feet to be sweaty and smelly. You have to wear socks.
My feet aren't sweating. What do you mean? My feet aren't sweating at all.
No, because you're barefoot.
Yeah.
You're walking around in flip-flops
flip-flops.
You look like my wife going to get her toes done.
Oh, I hate those. And I come back with those temporary flip-flops.
Yeah.
And then they're like all over the house.
Which is what Jones are. They're barely there. They are like island flip-flops. He could be renting boogie boards
nice.
On Maui wearing
this
those
nice.
Things. They're barely there.
Did you go see him in concert last week? Like 2 weeks
no.
ago?
No. Yeah. No.
I heard he was really bad.
Never been.
Who?
Jimmy Buffett.
Never been. Where was the show?
Oh, it was at Greatwoods.
Oh, every year, isn't it? Doesn't he play there every year?
Yeah, he was there 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Huh.
All right, let's go to the phone, 617-779-0985.
Podiatrist, please.
Strumming my six string.
Brandon on cam in Boston. What's up, Brandon?
What do you got now, Brandon?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. So I find it a little unpleasant and distasteful listening to Boston radio because all everybody's doing is bashing Cam Newton. And Joe took my take on this. I was going to mention Cole Beasley and Gabriel Davis. They're going through the same thing that Cam Newton's going through. And it's kind of stupid to me, if you ask me, about this vaccine, because fully vaccinated people can pass the virus to fully vaccinated people. And, of course, if you're not vaccinated, you can get the virus as well. But it's kind of redundant because you're putting something in your body, and you don't know how it's going to react months and years from now. And, listen, why would I put something foreign in my body and you can still get the virus? It makes no sense to me.
Okay, thank you, Brandon. I'm not doing this today at all. I'm not engaging at all.
It's the worst part about this topic.
It is. No, I'm not doing it at all today. Thank you for the call, Brandon, and thank you for listening.
Sorry for being disrespectful to Cam.
Larry and Duxbury. Well, Brandon is consistent. He does not like any criticism of Cam Newton. And
it's not warranted.
I give Brandon credit for consistency. Every day he calls, and every day it's, you know, he doesn't want to speak.
But he's very polite. Thank you for taking my
call. I love Brandon. I love Brandon when he calls, but I'm not doing that today. I'm not doing it. Hello.
First of all, you should save the shoe discussion for socks that stink and use that as your segue into baseball. But as far as Cam Newton goes, there's another side, and you guys all sound like hardcore fans, but there's a political, legal aspect to this. You can't fire him. You'll be sued. He'll become the COVID Kaepernick. There's a lot of people. You can't force him to do that, and he's not doing what we want him to do, but you got to be careful there.
Well, I think, Larry, this week and these few days afford them the opportunity to look at Mac Jones and say, it's got nothing to do with COVID. We saw what Mac did. Oh, my God. You see him yesterday? He was 5 of 11 and only threw 2 picks. He was fantastic. He's our guy. They can say whatever they want. Yeah, what do you think they're going to come out and say? No, we cut him because he wouldn't get vaccinated.
They could say, you know what? He had one hell of a week of practice, and he's the only guy that actually ran a 2-minute no-huddle offense and actually did the empty set in both games that he played in. He handled everything quite well.
You ready for the kicker for all this, as far as I'm concerned?
Quinn Nordin?
I think Cam Newton's still starter week one.
No.
Yep.
You still think that?
I still think that.
I already thought it was up in the air. I borderline think it's a done deal now. He's not starting.
I still think that, and it's based on a little bit about what Mac Jones had to say yesterday. It has a little to do with how Mac Jones apparently looked yesterday. We'll get to all that in another minute or two. I don't want to do it right now, T-Bone, because now we don't have time. I'd rather take another phone call from someone who's been waiting here, like Chris in Peabody. What's up, Chris?
Foot doctor?
This isn't his first rodeo, and what he's attempting to do is he's trying to climb the north face of the Yaga, and the Rock could let go underneath him at any time because he's tentative, and he's got the kid, he's got the dart thrower throwing dots. So he doesn't want to get the vaccine. It's simple, because he might not even be around in a few months, and he knows the rest of the NFL doesn't want him. I think it's a simple explanation as to what's going on in Cam's brain. It's that simple. He might not be around in a few months, doesn't want the vaccine in him, and it's that simple.
So he's just wasting his time right now, because he knows, like, the inevitable outcome? I'm confused.
Well, no. Is he saying that he could claim in retrospect, well, I didn't lose my job because I can't play anymore. I lost my job because I wasn't vaccinated.
I think what he's saying is he personally feels so strongly about not getting the vaccine. He said, why would I get vaccinated now to keep my job when I'm going to lose it in a few months anyway? I think that's what he's saying.
I was a little miffed.
I think we're reaching on that one.
I think Cam's still going to be your starter week one. I've thought this since January. I think it's still set up that way based on a little bit about what Mac Jones had to say yesterday. We'll do that next. A little bit of how he looked yesterday. Zoe, you familiar with this?
Yeah.
How practice went yesterday?
Yeah, 17-31, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, let's save it for the other side. But that's a good way of doing it, too.
I've had that on my good days.
Instead of teasing, you just tell everybody up front, and then that way they don't have to wait through the break.
Sorry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, so Adam Jones thinks Mac Jones is going to be the starter week one. All right, here's what Mac Jones said yesterday. about his day and what was going on, just in terms of, like, you know, on Monday started this, you know, last week of practice before the final preseason game, got some joint practices. He said, I'm just trying to learn the plays I messed up. That's really my focus. I'll fix those and then move on the next day.
Which he does.
I'm starting to get a good grasp of it. I'm starting to get a grasp. He said, I'm really just here to be a good teammate and help the quarterback room. When I'm in there, I need to execute the plays, and I can continue to get better at that, and I will. It's just a learning experience. That sounds like a guy who's ready to take the ball week one against Miami.
Yeah, he's a snake in the grass.
I don't know.
I think he answered it perfectly.
I just think that's how Bill wants him to answer it. Like,
you don't think they prepped him?
If it wasn't here and it was Bill Belichick trying to control the message, then I'd say, well, yeah, that sounds like a kid who might be a little in over his head. But I bet Bill read that answer and was like, perfect. That is exactly how I want the quarterback of my organization to answer the question.
Just get better every day.
It's not my decision. Get better every day. Work on what I can control. Fix from my mistakes. Learn from what I've been doing wrong. Like, I think that's exactly what Bill wants him to say. So if I thought that was a genuine answer, then I'd say, oh, okay, well, this kid may not be ready. I don't think it's a genuine answer. Yeah. I just think he's doing the coaching talking points and regurgitating.
Could be. It just didn't sound like a guy who is supremely confident with just a couple more weeks to get ready. Zoe kind of broke this down yesterday. I thought it was good. He said, this is the most important week. It's not what happens after the last preseason game. It's not in those weeks leading up to week one. Those are installation weeks. You work on the defense a little bit. You work on the offense a little bit. You put them together. You do some walkthroughs. This week, this is when it happens.
All right. So he played well last Thursday. And when you're calling the game, it's different than when you go back and watch it again, because you're sort of in that moment, and, you know, I'm not sitting there and I'm charting, okay, every empty set he had, which throws to the right, which ones to the left. Was it a blitz? Yeah, I'm kind of watching the whole thing. Then you go back and you're able to stop it and watch it. His movement in the pocket was phenomenal last Thursday. I thought he played better Thursday than he did the Thursday before, and he was really good the Thursday before. And then you go and you watch these other games. Like, did you watch any of that Jacksonville game last night?
I just saw highlights. Saints, I didn't see it, but I read Lawrence didn't look great. Yeah.
Taysom Hill looked once when you throw him in there with the threes and the fours and that. Like, all these other quarterbacks throughout the league look like crap in the second half when everything goes awry. When you're empty the kitchen sink and everybody's going to get out there and get a rep because you can't function because there's no rhythm to it. You haven't really worked with these guys in practice. You got a mishmash and guys in front of you. They put him in there with a mishmash of the second and third line, and they went empty with him. And he blitzed him, and he handled the blitz. And he's throwing to this guy, that guy. Olszewski's in there. He's banging spot routes on him, stepping up. They put 90 miles an hour on this ball. But he says his arm's not strong. He had two laser throws in that game. And then the ball to Harry was phenomenal. That one's on the kill, and he ended up getting hurt on that play. And he still is able to move the team through all of this, no matter what they've thrown at him in both games. You know, to come out in that second half, well, we've sat the starters, and let's say, let's go, hurry up. Oh, wow, he went 5 for 5. Holy crap, he threw that dig where it's man on one side, zone the other, read it perfectly. Like, he has handled everything that they've thrown at him. I think he's as impressive out of any of the five that have played, even more than Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields is getting a start. He's playing two quarters because, you know, he flashed a little bit in that game.
But isn't that a bad thing for Fields? Because now it's like Dalton's not playing. They've seen enough from Dalton.
It's almost like they're starting to turn it over to Fields, you know?
And, okay. I read that the opposite way. But, yeah, I mean, I think Mac has been the most consistent out of the young quarterbacks over 2 weeks. I'd agree with that.
He has.
How'd he look yesterday? According to Greg Bedard.
Not good.
Driving to practice on Monday. Figure we might see Jones, as Will Brinson would call him, Mac Jones, because Cam Newton is in the COVID protocol.
Hello, Mr. Will Brinson.
It's got to be a Baltimore accent. I don't know where Brinson's
from.
It's got to be Balmer.
Is Balmer?
It's got to be Balmer.
I just kind of thought it was like a Southern drawl. You don't think it's that?
No, it's Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones.
He and Mike
COVID.
Silver, born from the same woman.
Is that Baltimore?
What is
Mac
that?
Jones?
No, that sounds like a Philly. COVID. What is it? Water? Go down to the Wawa. Get yourself water ice. That sounds like Philly.
Well, I think Philly and Baltimore are similar.
Get a nice hoagie. Up in the Poconos.
He said, "I figured we'd see Jones grab the reins of this team, never let him go. Sorry, I didn't see that." Bedard says he almost threw a pick to Devin McCourty on the next play. He made a terrible pass behind Devin Asiasi. Oh. But you never know.
Asiasi
could have run the wrong route. And then Jones almost fumbled a screen pass because Henry Anderson nearly jumped Jones in the pocket. He got sacked by Uche and Bentley twice in red zone work. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't good. It wasn't grabbing anything against the first team defense except a life preserver because he was struggling a bit.
Defense pretty good? Yeah.
On the final drive, the only true 11-on-11, Jones showed his potential play-by-play. Low completion to Kendrick Bourne. Throwaway. Complete to Nelson Agholor. Complete over the middle to Bourne, who made a great one-handed catch. Incomplete to Agholor. Complete to Olszewski. And then a touchdown.
So you got better as the day went on.
So it was a nice drive on the 11-on-11. So you said a glimpse, but not... you said a glimpse of the Patriots' future, not the Patriots' present.
Okay. Well, that sounds like what Cam Newton does most days of practice to me. So I don't understand why that would be any different. And furthermore, I want Mac Jones, so I'm admittedly going to spin this positively, but I think Phil Perry wrote about this, and I'm sure others have said it as well. There is an attribute, it seems, with Mac Jones and a pattern where if he struggles, he seems to fix it, adjust, and get better. And yesterday within that practice would be an example. He started poorly, looked like he was struggling. He didn't let it snowball. He finished on a strong note. Now, again, that's admittedly a glass half full way of looking at it, which is always the way I look through things. And I acknowledge that's a positive spin on things. But so he struggled against the first team defense? That sounds like Cam every day down there. Yeah. So what's the difference? I don't understand why that wouldn't open the door.
Here's the difference. This goes back to what you and I disagreed on last week or 2 weeks ago.
Peepers peeled that day, yeah.
Yeah, it was two weeks ago, yes. The popular and your ocular.
Yeah,
if it's a dead heat between Cam Newton and Mac Jones, you think tie goes to Mac Jones. I say it's Cam. If they're the same, they're going to stick with Cam because that's what they've been saying all along.
Yeah, Ty should go to the crappy, unvaxxed veteran. Yeah, that's who Ty should go to.
I'm saying will. And I'm saying it has to be a clear, clear difference that Jones is obviously better and more ready to take over the team and all aspects of it, reading the defenses, leading the team. He has to be so head and shoulders above Cam Newton for him to get the job. If it's even, or even Jones is just a little bit ahead of Cam, Cam keeps the job. Unless they are really pissed off about this whole COVID thing.
This may put them over the edge.
And to me, I don't see how they can be all that pissed. They've known about it. They let him leave New England. They know what's going on.
I think there's a break point at some point, though.
Yeah, I don't know
How many strikes you get?
He's already had 100. I don't know, Zoe.
See, I don't understand any of it. And I know you say, hey, if it's neck and neck, like the nod goes to Cam. I disagree with that because I think if you're the rookie coming in, and you know Cam's our starter. Okay, so he's already been given that, and the fact that the rookie closed that gap in 2 months to where I came in and I absorbed everything, and now it's you're in a dogfight. And the fact that they're rep for rep, I don't even think it's a fair competition because they're not giving him the ones right away, alternating days or alternating starts.
Also,
if there's a competition, one guy starts one game, the other guy starts the next game.
Yeah, he's three or four months into his career, and he's already caught a guy who's been here for a decade and in the offense for over a year. Like, to me, that's why I would lean to the direction of Mac Jones.
And then you got to understand, how are they looking at it in the capsule?
And I think they will. I think they will, and they should. And that's before you even get to the vaccination part of it.
I'd put more stock in the throws.
Your thinking is spot on. That's not what they're thinking.
Well, I'm saying I think they will do that. And okay. I've consistently said I think they will do that.
All right. Well, 90 seconds here, Jones. And see what you think about delivering some award-winning down, right? Hub headlines here. Yeah, it's already been an hour. Well, about 50 minutes for you. It's been over an hour for me and Jones.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue here. Zolak and Bertrand, we'll take more of your calls on this, too. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.